Hey everyone, it's Gabriel Brown here again, and I'm very excited to do another podcast. All right, Gabriel Brown, Look Into My Life is the title of the podcast. The last podcast, because this is podcast 8, the last podcast we were talking about the Ultra FICO score, which is the new score that's going to be presented by FICO in 2019. Which I have called the wealth score for the last 18 to 24 months. And it coincides with my wealth score system and my wealth score academy. All right. But today I want to talk with you about a blend of the Ultra FICO score and business credit. Okay. And interestingly enough, you'll see how the FICO is moving in a direction where everything is blending with your credit report, all right, and the amount of cash you have on hand, okay? Because we talked about for a consumer, there's banking activity reports that I list in my wealth score system, all the banking activity reports, that somehow institutions, lending institutions and banks get access to your bank account information, your debits, your deposits, your balance. For 24 plus months, they can review a record that shows all of your history for the 24 to 36 months. And I don't see where the permissive use is for them to have access to that information. Let me give you an example. If you apply for a credit card at a bank, they access your credit reports, or one or all three of your credit reports, the three major credit reports. Of course, I said there's three minor credit bureaus that have reports, and there's three major, but we're right now talking about the major: Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And when you complete that credit application and the bank pulls your credit report, I have proof, personal proof of my own and clients of mine, that not only does many of the banks pull your credit reports, but they pull a consumer file that is a banking activity report that talks about, or that shows them, how much money you have on hand, when was the last time you were overdrawn, what your deposits were, and what your debits were. And that's alarming to many people, because they've never heard of this banking activity report. All right. So that is how your money on hand, how much cash you have on hand, liquidity, and your credit reports are blended for personal credit applications. And we now know that that's true because we have the Ultra FICO score that talks about your credit report and a blend of your credit history with a blend of your average balance history in your bank account. Now I want to take that on the business side, because when we're doing business credit for clients, they're sometimes concerned that while they're being declined for business credit, if they have a 80 plus Dun & Bradstreet score. Dun & Bradstreet is a business reporting, like Equifax is for personal reporting. And a very good score for Dun & Bradstreet, which is from 0 to 100, the way they score you, a very good score is anything above an 80. Then you have the Experian Smart Business score, which is 0 to 100. And also, anything above an 80 is a very good score. Now, there is a little known fact that I have communicated to most of my business owner clients, is that the bank that they bank with has a bank rating score for the accounts that they have for their businesses. And the rating score is based on how much cash they have on hand, or what their average balance is month to month. So as the months go by, they're rated based on the average balance in that business account. All right. And if you're, I believe the higher the average balance, and I believe 80,000 to 100,000 is one of the highest scores, or is has a rating for one of the highest scores if you keep between 80 and 100,000 average balance in your account. Now, I can show you that that is true because now FICO has for some time been using a new business score or a new business scoring model outside of the Experian Business Smart Business, Dun & Bradstreet, all right? And Equifax also has a business score. But FICO now has a business score called the Liquid Cash Score. What does that sound like? It sounds like a wealth score. It sounds like a score that's based on how much money you have. Okay? And I just mentioned that many people, business owners, don't know about the bank rating score or the bank average balance rating score. And I also discuss that in more detail with my clients when we're doing business credit packages. So you have this FICO liquid cash score, which is now something that banks, lending institutions, the Small Business Administration look at above and beyond the Dun & Bradstreet, the Equifax Business, the Experian Smart Business. The liquid cash score, the FICO liquid cash score, is based on your Experian credit report, all right, for the personal and the business, and based on the bank average balance rate scoring and the Ultra FICO personal scoring, which both have an indication of what your average balance in your bank account is. Because we know the Ultra FICO score has been advertised online that if you keep above a certain amount of average balance, it will give you positive points towards your FICO score. And I just stated that if you keep an average balance in your business account that's higher than 80 or 100,000, you have a higher bank rating score for average balance, which plays into your liquid cash, FICO liquid cash business score. So these two are essentially what I've been saying for many, many months, that there is a wealth score that has been used, and neither of these are the wealth score. I still have not revealed where you find your wealth score, okay? But these two I have talked about publicly before, but I only reveal the wealth score to those that are in my Wealth Score Academy or that have purchased my Wealth Score system. So I think it's a good assignment for you to look into your FICO liquid cash score for your business, and also look into researching the Ultra FICO score so you can learn how to manipulate your finances and your bank accounts so you don't have a negative impact on your credit rating. Now, this is amazing because you can have perfect personal credit, but have too little money in the bank and negatively impact your credit score. You can have perfect business credit, but have an average balance in your business account lower than what is deemed a lesser risk for that business to borrow more or to pay back debts, And that could negatively impact that business's credit reports. So we're moving to a space where consumer files, information that is related to the consumer's habits, the consumer's balances in their checking accounts, this consumer's social media. I received a letter from a lender that said they checked my social media. They declined me for a application because they said my social media review, and because of the industry that the business the NAIC code and the SIC code that I put on the credit application, they said that those two industries were not favorable to have loans, and also because of the social media review. I talk about that in the wealth score system, and that's something that people thought, oh, that can't be true. No one's reviewing your social media. I tell business owners all the time, if you haven't put on your tax returns the appropriate NAIC code. If you have not put the appropriate NAIC code on your tax return, that is how the government classifies your business based on the code and the industry you're in. If you have the incorrect industry on there, and banks have a problem with that industry being high risk to loan money, you could have a perfect business score, a perfect personal credit score, and be declined and not know it's because of your NAIC code or your SIC code. So these are some details and granular details of information that I teach in my Business Launch Academy and also to my clients that I help get credit facilities or corporate credit. All right? So pay close attention to your ultra FICO score for your personal credit scores, and pay close attention to the FICO liquid cash score for your business score. Now, if you don't know where to find the liquid cash score for your business, there is a monitoring site online for business credit and personal credit, and it's called NAV.com. Many people don't know about it. And this is how you can determine what your liquid cash score is and also see what your personal scores are as well. All right. This is Gabriel Brown. I look forward to speaking with you more. If you would like to schedule a call with me or do some more research on some of the services I offer, you can go to my website, secretwealthscore.com. That's secretwealthscore.com. And you can schedule a one-on-one free consultation with me there. I can be in person or you can call me. I look forward to speaking with you on tomorrow's podcast.